Well, our next guest I invited back. He was with us just a couple of weeks ago. We were talking about health. We were talking about nutrition. It is his expertise. And I invited him back to comment on an email that a listener sent to me right after the conversation that he and I were having. He is author of Beating Sugar Addiction for Dummies, Dan DeFiggio. Dan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mary. Thanks for having me back.
Well, thank you for coming back. I so appreciate that. I had sent Dan an email the evening of our last interview and said something like, Dan, can you come back sometime soon? Because I had a listener send me an email. The subject line, Dan, in the email was mixed messages.
Mm-hmm.
And he went on to say that he had been listening to our conversation, and he said, you know, he sees all the time that there are recipes in women's magazines, recipes in newspapers, even local newspapers, that are loaded with fat, loaded with sugar, loaded with salt, and so the media is giving mixed messages. Can't argue with that, Dan.
Well, I can't argue with that, and I guess my disclaimer about that subject is that I write for a lot of different magazines, so I have an insight into how the basic editorial process goes, and I have to admit that, when you're talking about a magazine or a newspaper, the content comes from lots and lots of different sources, so there really isn't a way to get a single message, per se. And the mission of the magazine publishers is to, you know, fill up the magazine with engaging and entertaining content so they can sell copies. It's not necessarily their mission to deliver the most accurate or the most consistent information.
Right. Well, you know, it's interesting. I am not the health nutrition expert that you are. But when I got that email, when I read the email from the listener, my first reaction was, it was the old yeah, but, in terms of, yes, I understood absolutely what he was saying. But that's where I think, Dan, personal responsibility comes in.
Well, responsibility and education. You know, I understand how it's easy to be confused by getting mixed messages from lots of different sources. But, you know, regardless of what you're reading and whose system you're looking at, I generally always encourage people to try to avoid black and white, good or bad thinking about specific foods.
Yes.
You know, one of the reasons that I write as much as I do and I teach as much as I do is because my goal is to deliver information to people and teach them how to use it on their own to put together a realistic system that's effective and sustainable. So it's not a sort of a goofy gizmo diet, you know.
And I agree wholeheartedly in terms of, you know, that all or nothing is probably never the best way to live our life. And when there are special occasions, when there are birthdays, for example, you know, there's nothing wrong with eating whatever, but on a daily basis, you probably don't want us to do that, Dan.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, whatever you do most of the time, that's what you're like. You know, whatever your normal is.
Oh, that's a great way of putting it. That's very simple. I like that.
Thank you. There's actually a chapter in Beating Sugar Addiction for Dummies that deals with creating your new normal. When people try to follow a specific diet or a specific system, if it's not laid out exactly what to do all the time, and then when they go back to doing what they normally do, then you haven't really changed anything. So you may lose some weight, or you may get a little bit healthier for a short period of time while you change. But if you don't change what you usually do, then you haven't really changed anything.
Yep, that's right. Well, it's interesting. I recently lost 18 pounds.
Congratulations.
And thank you very much. And what I adhere to is the 80-20, you know, 80% of the time. And I use that as Monday through Fridays. You know, I'm real good. And then the 20% on weekends, you know, if I want to have a glass of wine, I have a glass of wine.
Absolutely.
If I want to have a cookie or an ice cream cone in the summertime, I'll have that cookie or ice cream cone. But come Monday, I'm back on track.
I happen to be a big ice cream fan myself.
Are you?
Yeah, it's not like you can never eat it. You just have to adjust what you normally do so that you don't eat it very often. And when you do, you don't eat too much of it. You do it on purpose, not reactively.
And you enjoy the heck out of it as you're eating that ice cream cone.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. Speaking with Dan DeFigio, I put a link to your website on ours this morning in terms of author of Beating Sugar Addiction for Dummies. The website is beatingsugaraddiction.com. Am I correct?
That is correct.
And
beatingsugaraddiction.com.
That's right. And the book, of course, is everywhere. Very quickly, could I ask you to talk about one of the things that I think is a huge problem and that I know you write about a lot, Dan, is learning to stop stress eating. Because, boy, if all of us could get on top of that in and of itself, what a different society we'd live in.
Yeah, I think that is a really big problem, and I hear that from people all the time. Not to overkill the whole Beating Sugar Addiction for Dummies book, but there's a chapter about that.
That's
also.
Feel free.
Yeah, my biggest advice, if you take away anything from this talk right now, is to make sure that you are eating purposefully and not reactively. You have to plan and do things on purpose. If you go all day without eating, or you don't eat enough, or you've been eating junk food or whatever, you get home from work and you're starving, you're just going to grab whatever is convenient, whatever is easy, instead of something that is smart. So your mission for yourself is to make healthier foods easy and accessible, as opposed to stocking your pantry and your refrigerator with convenience foods that are no good for you.
That are no good for you. Exactly. Did I ask you, Dan, I don't think I did last time you were on, how and why you got into fitness so much as you did? I mean, when did you decide that this was going to be your passion and your career in terms of writing about it and espousing it?
Well, that's a great question. I've always... I've taken good care of myself since I was a young man, and I like how it feels. I like to exercise. I like to lift weights. I'm a total nerd, I have to admit, and I love the science of nutrition and biochemistry, and I study that stuff every day. So over the last 20 years, I've really accumulated a lot of kind of geeky nutrition knowledge that I enjoy distilling into a rather simple and explainable set of articles and systems that I can teach people, how to take better care of themselves without getting too complicated.
So you never had to lose 150 pounds, for example?
I have not had to lose 150 pounds.
Because a lot of folks who really get into that, many of them, you know, they have their personal story where they were eating real bad for X number of years, and they gained a lot of weight, and then they had to lose it.
Yeah, I don't have a personal weight loss story like that. I do.
Good for you.
Well, we're talking about personal things, I suppose. I do come from a family of addicts, so I understand how people who have substance issues, whether it's food or alcohol or drugs or things like that, they all tend to manifest themselves in the same way, regardless of what substance or activity the addiction is. So that's one of the things that drove me to write about sugar addiction, because I combined my family history with my geeky nutrition knowledge, and I got Beating Sugar Addiction for Dummies that seems to work for both.
Well, and thank you for sharing that. And Beating Sugar Addiction for Dummies, so glad it's out there. Thank you, Dan, for coming back and joining us. Would love to stay in touch. BeatingSugarAddiction.com is the website. There is a link to it on ours. And the book is available everywhere, correct?
Correct.
There you go. Dan, thank you so much. You have a healthy rest of your day.
Thank you for having me. I'll come back anytime.
Good. We'll stay in touch. Thank you, Dan. Yeah, and I wanted to invite him back to answer that question in terms of mixed messages in the media. You know, we collectively talk about the need to